Hi.
How are you?
Not too bad, and yourself?
With all due respect, let's get the small talk.
Welcome to Let's Skip the Small Talk, a podcast show where we talk about it all, one topic at a time. I'm your host, Tyconis Allison. With that being said, ready, set, stimulate.
Let's get small talk.
Thank you for tuning in to episode 208 of Let's Skip the Small Talk. Today, ladies and gentlemen, this episode is going to be a timeless episode. That's right. This is the episode you'll be able to listen to today, tomorrow, or 50 years from now, because today I'm going to break down the difference between knowing and doing, and how we know what we need to do, yet we just don't do it. Now, why is that? I want you to think about that. I want you to take a few seconds to just ponder to yourself, maybe answer out loud. How often do we know what we need to do, yet we just don't do it? Well, let me be the first to answer, since I happen to bring up the topic. All the time. And I'm just speaking for myself. I can't speak for anyone else, but I can definitely speak for myself. So much so, let me give you a real life example. Because you guys know, the best stories ever told are the stories that were actually experienced, things that actually occurred. There's nothing better than an authentic, genuine story. So, for a year now, this past year, I've been on this path within my journey of losing weight. You guys know, I went to boxing class, knocking it out, ones and twos, one, two, three, calisthenics, great class. But also, along that journey, as you know, it makes no sense whatsoever in the world to go work out for 1 hour and then go home and eat a pint of ice cream. It doesn't work. It literally balances each other out, if not worse. When you go do an hour workout, the average amount of calories burned is 500 to 600 calories. Just being completely honest with you. I know it varies on the workout, I know, but I'm just talking about when you go to the gym and you do a nice solid workout, you typically just burned about 600 calories. Well, when you eat that pint of Häagen-Dazs ice cream, just look on the back, it's 990 calories. The entire workout, after the entire 1 hour workout, is washed away after eating a pint of ice cream in 6 minutes. Just like that. 60 minutes of punching and jumping and lunging and push-ups and sit-ups and hitting the bag and you name it. All it takes is 6 minutes to erase it all. Now, here's the thing. I know I shouldn't eat that ice cream. I know I shouldn't. Yet I do quite the opposite. Knowing and doing. That's the theme for today. We know what we need to do. We know what we're supposed to do. Yet it doesn't get done. Where's the discrepancy? Where's the breakdown? Where's the miscommunication after that clear statement? Okay, I'm going to go work out. Boom. Good. Okay, I know I shouldn't eat this ice cream because it will literally erase everything I did in that workout. Literally every jump, every sweat, everything would have been a waste of time. Knowing and doing. Why is there such a gap in between the two sometimes? Now, there are some times where we are on our A++++ game. There are some times we get the job done, like literally. We might have a great day where we wake up and we go to the gym and we eat 2 scrambled eggs and some fruit for breakfast and we have a nice salad for lunch. And then you go home for dinner and you have some broccoli and some chicken legs and you even go for an evening walk. Oh, you done knocked the day out. You knew everything that needed to get done and you did it. Oof, those are beautiful days. But we're not robots. We're human. And some days are beautiful. And some days are ugly. That's just the truth of the matter. That's the truth of the matter. Now, here's the thing. Some people, myself included, some people's challenge may be their diet, their nutrition. But everyone has a different challenge. I know some people who go to the gym 6 days a week. I know some people who eat the same thing every single day. I know some very disciplined eaters. I know some. So everybody's not dealing with that. I know some people who know what time they need to wake up so they can have time to do what they need to do, yet they decide to hit snooze over and over and over and over again until they wake up in just enough time to brush their teeth and leave the house and still end up being late to where they need to be, work, etc. They know they don't need to be up until 1 a.m. in the morning. They know they need to wake up at least by 6, yet what they do is the complete opposite. See, everybody has their own challenges that they need to iron out. We all have wrinkles. Nobody is starched up and perfect. But today I wanted to sit down, I wanted to have the honest conversation about at what point in time do you literally do what you know you need to do? See, just recently, I watched an interview with Kevin Hart and Jay-Z. And Jay-Z said, a lot of times we know what we need to do. The problem is we just don't do it. And when he said it, it resonated so much to me because is literally one sentence that encompasses a lot of our realities. Nobody is perfect. I'm not searching for perfection, but I am searching for us to do our best each and every time possible. I don't want you to be perfect, but I want you to do your best. And your best is doing what you know you need to do. So here's the thing. Let's break it down. Let's get into the nitty gritty. Now that I laid the foundation, now that we know fully what the theme is today, now that everyone listening can relate to what I'm talking about, there's knowing and then there's doing. And now it's time to do what we know needs to be done. So here's the thing about life. Life is a journey. I say it all the time. But see, this journey is not as wayward as you think. It's not as random as you think. There are a few variables that you can actually take control of and actually steer the direction of where you are going. See, today I'm going to challenge you to challenge yourself to no longer wake up and live aimlessly. You're not going to wander into greatness. You're not going to wander into success. It's just not going to hit you by chance. Success is not the lottery. Living the life you envision is not the lottery. No, there are a few things that you must do in order to do so. right? So here's my thing. What's your strategy? Who's listening to me? Who understands when I say, what's your strategy? Remember, when you wake up, you must wake up with a plan. Remember, life is a journey, and you don't want to live aimlessly. So what is your strategy? How are you going to get the things you want out of life? How are you going to accomplish your goals? How are you going to make your dreams your reality? What is your strategy? What is your game plan? What plays have you drawn up for yourself? What is your technique? What are your tactics? Where are you going and how are you going to get there? What's your strategy? Somebody's coming to save you? A future boyfriend? A future girlfriend? A future husband? A future wife? Your mother? Your father? Your best friend? Somebody's coming to save you? You think a random person is going to run into you and change your life for the better? Just randomly? If you're waiting around for that, you'll be waiting around for the rest of your life. There's a difference between being prepared and then you being presented an opportunity. That's not luck. That's not luck. That's you being prepared and seizing the moment. That's a big difference between the two. But if you think you can live life with no strategy and no plan, then how far do you think you will actually go? So today, I want to talk about how to build a strategy to live. Now, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to break down what works for me. And while I'm breaking down what works for me, I want you to begin to think about what works for you. I literally need you to write down in your phone. Right now, go to your notes and write down what works for you. Now, listen to me closely. What works for me, number one, is writing it down. I kid you not. If you guys have listened to more than one episode, then you know I talk about writing everything down. I'm a huge planner. I love to plan. If you ask me, Ty, what's happening 2 weeks from now at 4 p.m., I have an answer for you. Trust me, it's already in the books. I like to write it down. Write down your thoughts. Write down your dreams. Write down your goals. Write down your to-do list. Write down your ideas. Those random thoughts that actually grow into the brightest of ideas. I know for me, I write down what I need to do for the day. All right, wake up such and such time. All right, write down, what am I going to eat for breakfast? Okay, what time am I leaving the house? Okay, what time am I coming back? Does everything go by minute to minute? No. But I have a plan. I have a sense of direction. I have a beginning point and I have an end point, and I have things to do in between. So it works. Writing everything down works for me. So that's part of my strategy. That's a tactic that works for me. Okay, next tactic. I like to speak things into existence. I like to say it out loud. My goals, my dreams, my aspirations, what I'm working on. I just met somebody today, and while I was talking to them in conversation, I told them, yes, I'm currently in school. I'm taking a course on becoming a certified life coach. I'm about halfway through. I'm learning a ton of different things. Next month, I'm working on building my website and creating my program and curriculum. And then a month after that, I'm launching my practice. I'm starting my own business. And they said, wow. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Now, the reason why I like to speak things into existence is not only because it works. It works. I literally spoke my life into existence. There's so many occasions I can point to that, yeah, I said that and that came true in so many different areas. But you got to believe. See, I have a gift of having unwavering belief. Nobody can knock me off my rocker. It doesn't matter if I'm circled by sharks. There's no doubt in what I'm going to do. So I have an utmost belief in myself. Now, on top of speaking goals and dreams and actions into existence, see, that person in 2 months from now will come up to me and say, "Hey, so how is school? And how are you doing with the website now? How's it coming along? And how many more weeks until you launch your practice?" See, that's why I like speaking things into existence, and that's why I like speaking things out loud. See, that's why I like speaking things out loud, is because other people hold you accountable to what you said. I know I'm real big on that. If you tell me you want to do something, I'm going to follow up with you because I want to hear about your progress. I love hearing about people's progression. I love hearing about people's growth. And it makes me so happy inside. So that's my second tactic. Say it out loud. One, I like to speak things into existence because it literally works for me. Because I have unwavering belief and zero doubt, and I put the work in. No, I just don't run my mouth, blah, 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 blah. No, I say what I'm going to do, and then I go and do it. That's my second tactic. All right, so I like to write things down. I like to be held accountable for my words, so that's why I say them out loud. I love to plan. So I'm sitting here, and I'm thinking about, okay, so this is how you build your strategy. By figuring out what you're good at and what comes natural to you. Because when I talk about life being a journey, I mean, this is a daily grind, like day in and day out, sun up to sun down. This is not just a one-time thing. I'm asking you to figure out what comes to you naturally that's going to help you live the life you want to live. And it's going to be work. I hope nobody's afraid of work. I hope by the age you're at by now, you know life requires a great deal of energy and work, right? I mean, my daughter is 7 years old and she knows, you have to put the work in. I tell her all the time, just like my father told me, if you don't work, you don't eat. No, you can't just wake up and eat breakfast. You need to make your bed. You need to brush your teeth. You need to clear your desk off. You need to make sure your room floor is clear. You need to put your clothes on and then you eat breakfast. That's the standard. That's the tone. If you don't work, you don't eat. You understand? So, there's no way of getting away from hard work or any work, period. I don't know why people think at some point in life when you reach a certain level of fame or status or financially that you don't have to put any more work. And actually, you work 2-3 times more harder than before. So don't ever think that life is going to be free of work and every day is going to be a vacation. You want to know why vacations are so good and so lovely? It's because everything you went through to get to that point to be able to enjoy that vacation, the sacrifice, the overtime you had to work, the money you had to save up, the planning you had to do, and then you execute by laying out on a beach, sipping a Mai Tai on the Bahama beach under the sun. And all you see is ocean blue, clear water straight out. And beautiful clouds right above you. You earn that. That's why vacation is so good. If every day was that, then it wouldn't feel the same. But vacation is so good is because everything you did leading up to that point got you there. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to think about your tactics and create your strategy. And I want you to wake up with a plan. I want you to figure out where you're going and how you're going to get there. Now, here's the thing. Please hear me out. I'm not asking you to have your entire life figured out. I'm 32 years old. I only have the next 3 to 5 years figured out. I don't have 50 figured out. I don't have 40 figured out. I don't have 39 figured out. The most I got figured out is up to 35, 36. That's what I got figured out. I'm getting married next year, buying a house the year after that, and then we're going to expand our family the year after that. That's all I got. 1, 2, 3. That's what I got. I got the next 4 to 5 years figured out. I couldn't tell you what's going to happen in the 6th year. You understand? So I'm not asking you to have everything figured out. We learned that when we were, juniors in high school? When a guidance counselor would bring us to the office and say, hey, what do you want to do after high school? I'm sorry, that wasn't the question. The question was, what college are you going to? Let me sign you up for FAFSA. You know, financial aid, FAFSA. Pell Grant, subsidized loans, unsubsidized loans. Yeah. You're not sold on college? You don't want to go to college? No. You have to go to college. To get a job, you have to go to college. To get a job, to start out at $60,000 a year, you have to go to college and be in $100,000 of debt. Yeah, you have to. So we've been down that road. Some of us tried college. Some of us completed college and don't have a job in what we got our degree in, because the way you feel at 18 and the way you feel at 22, 23 is different. So the entrance you had at 18 and 19, you may want to do something different at 23, 24. Or hey, maybe you even tried it. Like, you went to college, you got your degree, you tried it for 3 years, and then you said, I'm into this now. That's life. That's life. And some people went to college because their parents told them to and the guidance counselor told them to, and they tried it for a semester, a year, 2 years, and said, I'm better at doing this. That's life. So what I'm trying to say is, we know by now, having everything figured out is not the case, but we also know by just figuring out the next step leads you to the step afterward. So what I'm trying to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, is find your strategy, create a strategy, and just figure out what your next step is going to be. After you figure out the next step, I guarantee you, naturally, by the way of life, once you take one step, the next step follows. And once you begin stepping, you start to walk. And after walking, you begin to jog. And after jogging, you begin to run. And after you run, you sprint at your goals and your dreams and your aspirations. It's all a process. It's all a journey. I'm not telling you to rush the process. Yeah, right. I'm real big on embracing the process. I'm real big on enjoying the journey, because the destination isn't really what it's cracked up to be. Because once you cross a finish line, you tie your shoes back up just to run another race. We realize that too. We accomplish goals just to accomplish more goals. There's never an end goal. Ask the people who retired from their job. Ask the people who worked at a job for 25 years and retired and earned a pension. And after 2 years, they went and started working another job. Like, this is real life. I know people who work for a company for 25, 30 years. retired, and now they're working for another company, and it's year 19. There's no such thing as an end goal as long as you're alive. The game is on. The race is on. So what's your strategy? Where are you going? How do you plan to get there? Now take the first step. And get moving. What's your strategy? Where are you going? How are you going to get there? What works for you? Do you write things down? You may not be a writer, but you also may be. If you've never done it, try it. Try it for a month. They say once you do something for 30 days, it becomes a habit. Try it for a month and see how much it changes your life. You may not be a writer today. You may not like to jot down your ideas and plan on what you have to do. You may not like to-do lists today, but that doesn't mean you won't fall in love with them 6 months from now. You're evolving. You're growing. The mindset you had at your 23rd birthday is not the mindset you're going to have at your 28th. The mindset you had at your 15th birthday is not the mindset you had at your 18th birthday. We're growing. We're evolving every single day. So we must try new things. You must challenge yourself. Try writing it down. Try creating to-do lists. Try creating checklists. But figure out what works for you. Try something. What's your strategy? Where are you going? And how are you going to get there? We know what to do. We do. We don't know it all. We're not robots. We're not perfect. We don't know it all. But we do know what we need to do right now. So get it done. There's knowing, and then there's doing. You know what you need to do. Now, let's get it done. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, let's jump into our next segment. Have a treat. As you know, each and every episode, I recommend something for you to read. I recommend something for you to watch. I recommend something for you to do because you deserve to treat yourself. You absolutely do. So, hey, grab a fork because it's time for a treat. What I recommend that you watch is the interview that I referenced, Jay-Z and Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart just launched a brand new podcast. I want you guys to check it out. Go on YouTube. Just type in Kevin Hart and Jay-Z. It's about an hour long. You will not regret it. I love listening to Jay-Z talk because it's literally dropping gems every single sentence. Remember, there's a difference between knowing and doing. All right, now for something to read. Ladies and gentlemen, what I recommend that you read is a classic book. Get ready for this, because I know you heard the title before. And if you have it, it's okay. I recommend that you read The 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene. I know many, 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 many people who have read this book and just soaked up so many gems. They learned so much from it. And I'm looking forward to doing so as well. So please grab a copy of The 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene. And let's create this strategy and let's win at this thing called life. All right, now for something to do. What I recommend that you do, ladies and gentlemen, is create a strategy. Figure out what tactics work for you at becoming a better individual at life. Figure out where you want to go in life, what you want to do in life, and how you want to get there. Okay? I know that's a lot to figure out. That's what we're here for, right? That's why we were given the opportunity to experience this journey called life, to make of it what we will. So make of it what you will. create a strategy. Where are you going? How are you going to get there? We're no longer living aimlessly. All right? We're no longer living by chance. Let's live. Live the life you envision. Thank you so much for listening. I deeply appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, before you leave, I want to leave you with this quote. Sometimes the smallest step in the right direction ends up being the biggest step of your life. Thank you.